The Steve Cochran Show.
When I meet people, you know, 2 minutes later, I'm like, what's that guy's name again? You know, those kind of things. It's just, or when my friends call and leave me a message, you know, I'll read it and, you know, I guess I'll delete it before I, you know, respond, and then I forget, you know, who called me or who left me a message. Back then, it was most, my contract was mostly incentive. So, you know, you don't play, you don't get paid. And if I was able to walk out on the field, I was going to play. You know, had I known about this stuff early on in my career, I probably would have chose a different career.
That's former Chicago Bears quarterback Jim McMahon. And, you know, I've heard many make the argument, well, McMahon never shied away from an adult beverage, and everybody gets older, and maybe that's part and parcel to his memory issues. And I've heard that is a description certainly for all of us as we get older. Well, maybe not the booze part for me. But the fact of the matter is, we have conclusive evidence that CTE is more than very real, and the damage that it's doing is frightening. What's it mean for the future of football? It's a big question that needs to be answered. And Dave, you just mentioned a fifth NFL player is retired in the last week. I don't know how that tracks with other camps, but it seems like a lot.
Yeah, but not necessarily in this case because of health reasons. He had been involved in a contract issue, and it could have been that some have speculated he was going to be cut, and rather than take a big pay cut, he was kind of saw his own way out.
There's nothing you're seeing related to these five retirements, or four, I guess it would be, that are specific to CTE?
Well, John Urschel, who retired from Baltimore last week, who is the MIT mathematician, has said this was not because of concern, because of the CTE report, which had come out a day earlier. This was something that he preferred math to football at this point, even though he loved football. So, but I think there are different situations. Every case is individual. Every case is different.
Bill Gibbs is a partner at the Chicago medical malpractice law firm of Corboy and Demetrio. And Bill is here with us. Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
A little bit about football. Didn't you play football?
I did.
Where'd you
I
play?
Did. Well, first Fenwick High School out in Oak Park, and then University of Notre Dame.
Not familiar with Notre Dame. Are they big?
It's a decent-sized school in northwest Indiana.
Who'd you play for?
Lou Holtz was our coach.
Yeah. And how'd you go from football to law? Was that something you always had an interest in?
I did, yeah. Okay. Yeah, my father was a lawyer, so I knew I was headed that path. But I coached football, actually, for 5 years before going to law school.
Well, I know, so I had a couple of concussions in high school playing. I mean, you must have had several.
You know, I never had one of the big ones. I never had one of the ones that are really, really concerning, where mood problems afterwards, difficulty sleeping, nausea, cognitive issues, none of that stuff. Now, we all had these sort of slight alterations in mental status. And
that's how you get into show business.
And that's really, you know, probably what we didn't realize were little concussions. And that's what all of us in football back then probably ignored. I remember a number of times, you know, kind of chuckling at guys who were running to the wrong sideline or going into the wrong huddle. Knowing what I know now, I feel terrible, you know, that we ignored those signs and symptoms.
I'm older than you are, but until very recently, especially if you had an older coach, you got your bell rung, get back in the game.
That was the way it went.
Yeah.
There's an old story that a lot of the NFL guys say, you know, it was always two fingers, and they'd have two fingers up every single time. So you knew how many fingers, the answer's two. And if you said three, it's close enough. Get
right
back in there.
Yeah, especially if you had any talent.
Exactly.
Yeah, he said
exactly.
Seven. He's playing well. Put him in. So we were talking about this yesterday with Dr. Kevin Most. There's new helmet technology. The helmet companies say we're doing this, we're doing that. Did the helmets work?
The helmet cannot prevent concussion. No helmet in the world can prevent concussion because the helmet sits on the outside of the skull. And concussion is happening inside the skull. The brain is sloshing around, actually a medical term, sloshing. And those axons that connect are being torn on a very, very, very small level. And so nothing on the outside of the head is ever going to prevent that. I've heard Dr. Julian Bales talk about the woodpecker. And the woodpecker anatomically does not show CTE after it's...
After smashing its head against a tree is a regular part of its day.
After repetitive head trauma, which we now know is very dangerous. And a woodpecker has a lot of repetitive head trauma.
Right.
But anatomically, its tongue wraps its brain. And so that space between its skull and its brain is actually cushioned or protected so that the brain doesn't move around and slosh around.
And the human brain doesn't have that.
We don't have that. And so no helmet is going to help, you know, that reality. And it is a reality. We saw this study out of Boston this week. 110 out of 111 NFL brains that were analyzed have it. Now, it's a biased study, okay? Everyone should know that that is a biased study. If families sent their loved one's brain to Boston to be analyzed, they had a concern. So there is a bias to it. But it's very, very concerning when you have 99%.
Tell everybody the Dave Durison story.
So we represent the Durison family, and many remember Dave. He was a teammate of Jim McMahon's, yeah, you know, back on the 85 team. And,
brilliant guy.
Brilliant guy, was ascending, you know, to start
Ivy leaguer, right?
No, he went to a fine school in Northwest Indiana, mm-hmm, called the University of Notre Dame.
Not familiar with it. but a superb talent.
Incredible. And after a wonderful NFL career where he won two world championships, NFL Man of the Year, All-Pro three times, was on his way to kind of duplicating that success in the business world.
Right.
He was supplying breakfast sausage to McDonald's and was taking a company, you know, into the millions of dollars of revenue. Right around age 40, his fortune started to decline. Slowly at first, nothing very noticeable, very subtle, but he started to have some memory issues. In his mid-40s, he started to make some bad business decisions against a lot of good counsel telling him not to do certain things. He was doing certain things. He went through a terrible incident down at the University of Notre Dame of domestic assault, where his wife, Alicia, you know, says this was totally, totally out of character. She'd never seen anything like it, and she'd known him since his sophomore year at Notre Dame. And eventually, at age 50, he shot himself in the chest, and his brain was sent to Boston because of explicit requests.
And he specifically killed himself in that manner so his brain would be secure for testing?
Yes. He sent messages to his loved ones and left messages around the house. Please see that my brain is sent to Boston. There's something going on. Now, Dave was an interesting character because he actually sat on the disability board for the NFL for years. And this was during a time when the NFL was saying there is no link between these reports of later life issues and football. And he believed it. He bought into sort of the propaganda.
Sure.
Until he realized it was happening to him. And it's a terrible, terrible realization, I think, for him to know that after all these years of saying, no, come on, get out of here. That's just the aging process. That's just what happens when you drink a lot. That's what happens when you do drugs. Now he realized all those guys' stories were real, and his story was real.
I'm going to get Dave and Andre in here with you in just a second. And if you guys have a question by text, 312-981-7200, Bill Gibbs is here, an expert on these concussions in the National Football League and CTE in general, because he's been made to be one. It's part of his business now. As we approach another Bears season, and college football too, obviously, and high school football, and little guy football, this concussion story gets bigger and bigger. And the guest again in studio is Bill Gibbs. Your firm again, Bill, is what?
Corboy and Demetrio here in Chicago.
Bill played football at Notre Dame for Lou Holtz. Don't hold that against him if you feel like you must. But in the meantime, you've come to be sort of an amateur doctor in all this because you had to learn the medicine side of this. And this is the perfect confusion, I guess. A couple of textures, back-to-back, literally back-to-back textures. 630, how can the NFL play one more regular season game morally and financially, liability-wise, without changing rules and equipment? I just don't understand. Just your average fan. I don't want this on my TV. I'll never watch boxing. It's the 21st century. We are informed. That's Jerry and Aurora. Right after Jerry, quit being a bunch of little wussies. Hold on, this text jumped. Quit being a bunch of little wussies. This is typical of the new generation. Everyone's soft as hell. That's why this country's turning out to be a bunch of little whiners. I think about whiners. Or wieners. I guess they both apply. Because they're raised by people like you. A bunch of crybabies. Maybe they should all be playing video games. That'd be a lot safer. To get back to the previous text, we know what we know. you know, when we found out what cancer was, we didn't go, cancer schmancer, cough it off. I mean, you can't ignore medical evidence. And now organized football to the highest level is finally paying attention.
It's real, and we all know it's real now. For years, the NFL said, this is not real. This is not something that you have to concern yourselves with. And we were all victim to that. As a kid playing football, I thought if you put on a helmet, you were safe. Your head was safe. I mean, that's just kind of how we believed it. Now that we know what we know, which is that repetitive head trauma can and does cause later in life issues, cognitive, emotional, mood, it's your choice. And so Jerry makes one choice, and the other texter makes another choice.
Yeah.
And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with choosing one way or another once you're informed. The problem was for literally 20 years that we were told, candidly, much like we were told back a long time ago with tobacco, that there's no problem. This won't have any lasting effects. And that's what's wrong. That's what the problem is. Because players in the 80s, 90s, they didn't know. They didn't have any idea that this could happen to them.
So know what you're getting into. That's the message. Dave.
What do you say, Bill, to a potential client or a client who played football and now says something's not right? Because the only way to conclusively diagnose CTE, if I'm not mistaken, is something they don't really want to contemplate at that moment.
Well, the only way to conclusively diagnose it is on a post-mortem neuropathological examination. Slice your brain up and look at it under a microscope.
Right.
That's usually not in your client's best interest to have that done while they're in your office.
It'd be a different office.
Yeah.
So here's the remedies that they have. If it's an NFL player who played in the NFL for any period of time, whether it was on a practice squad for a year or 19 years and all pro, you know, 18 of those 19 years, they are members of a class action settlement that has been approved out in Philadelphia. And they're entitled to compensation. First, they're entitled to examinations from neurologists and psychologists mm-hmm. to determine where they are, kind of determine their baseline. And then if their baseline demonstrates an issue, they are entitled to compensation. I must add, if anyone out there is listening and you are a retired NFL player or you're friends with a retired NFL player, that player must register with the settlement on the website by August 7th, next Monday, or else they will be forever barred.
What site are we talking about?
It's NFLConcussionSettlement.com.
NFLConcussionSettlement.com, Monday, the absolute latest. And if you love somebody that's going through this, help them register.
Absolutely.
You know, sit down with them and do it. Andrea.
I just want to know, at the youngest level, youth football, are there steps being taken now either to prevent something like this from happening if some young man wants to start playing all through and through the NFL?
Well, one of the things the Duerson family said from the get-go, you know, back in 2011 when we met him, was everyone needs to know about this stuff. And we didn't back then. There is awareness at the best level it's ever been. What that awareness has produced is a safer game. Because coaches at every level, I hope, now know if a kid shows any sign or symptom, get him the heck out of the game. You know, when in doubt, sit him out. Parents know it. Referees know it. Fans know it, you know, so we're all more tuned into it, which will prevent players from continuing to play in the face of those concussions.
Yeah, because players can't make those decisions because they won't.
Players will always want to play.
Right.
Absolutely, 100% of the time. And so all levels of football are safer today. The bottom line is, if you can prevent repetitive head trauma, you should. It's not good for your brain. And the more repetitive head trauma that you sustain in your life, the more at risk you are for later in life issues, which is why we see at the NFL level these numbers. Because those players have played probably youth football, definitely high school football 4 years, definitely college football 4 years, and now they've played in the NFL for any period of time.
Right.
So now we have years of exposures in the double digits, and that's why we see the CTE statistics so high in NFL players.
Deadline for registration again is
August 7th.
Any relation to the National Football League and you feel you're affected in this way, at least look into it. And by registering, you can do that. NFLConcussionSettlement.com?
Yes.
.com. Nice to see you. Appreciate the information and the education.
Absolutely.
And say hi to Coach when you talk to him.
Will do.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, bud.
Take care.